Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Paula Lovell, business owner extraordinaire, leader, community leader in so many different ways, award-winning community leader, founder of Lovell Communications, and which is now, she's moved on now to a new part of your career. And as you do that, Paula, as you head into this new chapter in your life, where you're not as focused on things as you have been, and whatever is in store for you coming forward, I want you to talk to the young women out there who maybe are where you were back in those days. They're sitting at your knee. You know, Paula, one quick thing. I've got several young women working in my organization, and when they hear the stories about you and the other ladies in my brain trust who've had breast cancer, and how you guys have talked about how the courage you've demonstrated and how you persevered and didn't whine, and it's so interesting to me, their eyes get big as saucers, because these are just pups. They're pups, right? You know, they're just little, you know, right out, not far long out of college, just babies.
Well, let me tell
and so you, here you are. You're these mother figures, and they. And their eyes just get so big when they hear this. It's really cute to see them behaving that way. And I want them to see that, because I want them to see what you guys have been able to accomplish in this.
Well, I think that it used to be a word I didn't like, but I always wanted to be a crone, you know, and now I'm a crone.
Yeah.
But I want to say one thing. I am not in the insurance business. Couldn't care less. Get nothing for insurance. And in my young life, I fought it. I didn't want to have different kinds of insurance. We all think we're bulletproof. But I do think that small business owners need to buy disability insurance, and if you absolutely can. Because let me tell you what happened when I got real sick. I had to take a leave. My disability paid some. So what happened was, at the end of the year, we didn't grow. We stayed flat. And when I normally
Made
got my bonus... When I normally got my bonus, in other words, like everybody worked so hard that I gave everybody their bonus, before they more than earned it. But it left nothing for me for that bonus at the end of the year, which was important to me. But my disability insurance kicked in, and that essentially paid, got me back level.
Mm-hmm.
So it was real important. And I just think that's a practical thing that
Good
I want
suggestion.
To point out. And then the other thing is, I want to point out that for business owners, that when you are fighting an illness, or it could be a family illness, just something that makes you have to leave the office, leave the shop.
Right.
Sometimes you have to give up some short-term revenue to protect the long-term future revenue. And what I mean by that is, my job was to go out and call on clients.
You were the rainmaker.
I couldn't do it and still have everybody take over the operation part of my job and service the existing clients. So we had to take a hit where we were flat, not because we lost any clients. We did not. But I couldn't go out and make, you know, rainmake. But that meant that they focused really hard on the existing clients and protect those relationships.
Love them up.
Those long-term revenues. So we gave up a little short. We took a little short top, which I didn't like. But we more than made up for it when we got the engine totally up and running again, because we had protected the existing customers with all this good service while not trying to go out and grow at that moment.
Well, this is what the pragmatism of all that is really instructive. You know, Paula, when 2008 happened, in 2009, 1st of January 2009, I told my audience, I said, okay, you and I, we all have one singular goal for 2009. Because at that time, January 1, 2009, we didn't know how bad things were going to get, right?
That's right. Yeah.
And I said, here's our goal. All of us have one goal for 2009, one goal only. December 31st, 2009, we survive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, if you're still, if January 1, 2010, you come to your business and open the doors and expect customers to come in, you have been a great success in 2010.
Well, you know, it'd be interesting.
And that's kind of what you just said. You know, you, what do you think?
The people who listen to you, probably, I bet you 100% of them survived. It'd be interesting to compare that with the average small business owner who isn't getting the guidance, your guidance, but your guest guidance, you know, taking this in and using these nuggets that you get from all
great,
your guests.
Great geniuses and courageous leaders like Paula Lovell, ladies and gentlemen. Paula, you know I'm proud of you. You know I love you. And keep up the good work and keep doing good. I know you will.
It's exciting times.
Yeah. Paula Lovell, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I got to go for this hour. But in the meantime, I want to remind you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.